Welcome to Let's Grow. This is a personal development podcast, and I'm your host, Jeremy A. Taylor, but you can call me JT. Whether it's a short message from yours truly or an interview with a special guest, this is your place for weekly encouragement to keep going and growing. My goal here is simple, to leave you better than I found you. And I know your time is valuable, so let's dive right in. What's happening, people? This is JT. Welcome back to the Let's Grow podcast. I'm excited about this conversation because I know it's something that everyone can relate to on some level. Now, I hope that the majority of the conversations that I have here, whether it be me sharing a personal testimony or, unpacking some information or a few ideas, just personally myself or a guest that's on and giving you an opportunity to hear their story, learn from some things they've done well, some things they haven't done well, regardless of what the conversation looks like. I would like to think that the content here is relatable and applicable to life, to work, to family, to sports, because that's part of my approach to all the content that I share is simple, practical applications to help you grow and get better. And of course, that's what we do here. You know, that's the focus is real conversations, real people designed to help you grow and get better. We just want to leave you better than we found you. It's always appropriate to say whenever I jump back on the mic to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your time, whether you've listened to every episode that's been published here or if this is the first time tuning in, I appreciate you. If you like this podcast, if it's added some value to you, could you leave a review on the respective platform where you download reviews? That helps get the podcast out in front of more people. So please like, subscribe, share, all that jazz, everything that you can do to help me promote, because I wouldn't be able to do this without you, because someone's got to listen. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. But without wasting any time, guys, let's just dive right in. Today, we're talking about the self-help industry. And I know, you know, different people feel a different type of way about that term, right? When that term comes up, self-help books, self-help industry content, you know, some people either love it or some people hate it, I think. But then again, you know, you may have some people who are a little indifferent because they don't really have a reference point to it. But, I like to explain it this way. It's a focus on helping people. I think the heart behind it is a focus on helping people take responsibility, take personal responsibility for their growth and their development. Sadly, there are a lot of people who fall in the trap of feeling as if listening to another podcast, reading another book, going to another seminar, learning more information for the sake of learning more information is going to help them achieve their dreams and their goals. And I think that's kind of the vision that's been casted to a lot of people, or the way that they've been pitched, whatever industry or space that they were in respectively before they were introduced to self-help content and personal growth and development, where they were told that you can be the best version of yourself and it's necessary for you to do all these things in order to be to become someone better, and so forth and so on. And so I think what oftentimes happens is a lot of folks end up on this emotional roller coaster of feeling as if they have to measure up to other people. So therefore, because of that inherent, you know, that part of inside of us to compare ourselves to other people, or to see greatness in other people, or see what other people have accomplished, they think, okay, well, if I just personally develop myself more, then I'll get there, right? And then from there, you know, all kinds of different things can happen in the self-help space. You know, people can get lost in the sauce of thinking that it is, you know, a manifestation process of name it, claim it, right? See it, believe it, achieve it, so forth and so on, without the practical applications of the fact that there's a process to life, right? There's some sowing and reaping involved. There's some decisions and choices that have to be made. There's some commitment to doing things and following a system or learning a new skill, right, in order to get results later on down the road. You know, there's this false idea that just because I am putting good stuff in my mind, that means good stuff is going to happen in my life, right? Now, trust me when I tell you, I would not be who I am today. Now, what we're going to do, by the way, just so you understand where I'm going with this conversation, I'm going to share what I believe are a few pieces of bad self-help advice. And to be very transparent on the front end, these are things that I used to say, and to some degree, I was kind of living out, if you will. Can't say that I thought in my mind that this was necessarily what was right or what was best, but with the culture that I was around, the people who were doing some of the work that I was doing, these are some ideas and terms and cliches and statements that were just rolling off of people's tongues. And it was very easy to regurgitate those ideas. It was very easy to say these things in order to get people to move in a direction that maybe you wanted them to go, because you wanted to see them get certain results because you benefited from those results, right? So I just want you to know where we're going with the conversation. But I wanted to say that I have been guilty of sharing some of these ideas in times past. And as I've grown and developed, mainly in my faith, and then obviously going through some ups and downs in my own personal growth and development as a man, as a Jesus follower, as a husband, as a parent, a community member, speaker, coach, trainer, what have you, I have begun to see the fault in some of these things. And here's the scary part. The scary part about some self-help advice that people see and hear, it doesn't really sound on the surface level, like right when it hits your ears, it doesn't sound like a bad idea right out, okay? But over time, as you begin to practice these things, it becomes apparent that you are focused on things that aren't really helping you grow and develop for the right reasons with the right motivation, if that makes sense, okay? So I'm trying to make sure that I set it up on a tee to where you know where I'm going, because make no mistake about it, I would not be the Jeremy Taylor that I am today without personal growth and development. I would not be the Jeremy Taylor I am today without seeking mentors, without reading great books, being proactive in my pursuit of, putting good stuff in my mind and developing credible relationships with people who I think, care about the fact that our relationship is mutually beneficial. There's reciprocity there, right? So I think naturally as you mature and as you grow and develop, and I think also from a faith perspective, thankfully, the Holy Spirit may be doing some work in there as well, helping you to see that maybe some of this stuff isn't really lining up with who you're called to be and what's really beneficial for you and what's really going to set you on a path to serve other people at a high capacity. Because self-help industry can really turn into self-glorification. Like, there's always going to be another book to help you validate why you should get what you want. There's always going to be another book that's going to help you justify why you should pamper yourself. There's always going to be another book that will help you, go deeper down the path of saying that I need to go get mine first, right? I, me, mine. And I think that's part of the disease of our culture as is, right? I, me, mine needs to be replaced with, we, us, and ours. But that's another conversation for another day. So I hope you hear through what I'm saying today, that I, although obviously associate with the self-help industry because I teach practical applications and coach people on how to develop themselves and how to cultivate a healthier mindset, but my focus is always about developing yourself so that you can add more value in the respective spaces that you're in, right? Being healthy and whole so that you can continue to serve at a higher capacity, not for the sake of just being the best version of yourself because you're concerned about the perception of other people, or you're concerned about looking the part, which is so part of what we're going to dive into. So, you know, some of these things that I'm going to share here, a couple of these self-help pieces of advice were presented to me in my early to mid 20s. And at that time, I was still at a place, some of you all can relate, I was still at a place where I really thought that my career, my identity was wrapped up in large part with my career. Therefore, based on American culture, our work schedule, the amount of work that we do, our career goals, the American dream, the path to home ownership, right? And, you know, owning a vehicle and, being independent and having your own things, right? Along that same vein, I started to fall in the trap of I need to work more than anyone else does and so that I can have more than what anyone else does. That's kind of where I'd found myself, right? Being someone who's going to go out and grind and get it done, and whether that is a trap that a lot of people fall into because of being young, or a trap that people fall into because maybe they were in a household and they lived in an area where there was a lot of performance-based type, you know, vibes going on with how they were incentivized in their home, in their family, schools and whatnot. Or just basically falling in the trap of believing that my identity rests in what I can earn and what I can accomplish, right? Which I think if you are a respectable adult with a remotely healthy mindset listening to this episode, then you know that your results, right? Your accolades, your achievements, your accomplishments, those things can't sustain, right? The deep longing for your soul, the deep longing that your soul has to have a purpose, to have a meaning, to have a relationship with our creator, right? So here are a few pieces of bad advice from the self-help industry that I feel like do more harm, way more harm than good, but sometimes maybe we don't see it right out whenever we first hear it. The first one is this, is fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. I know you've probably heard that before. And the sentiment behind it is see yourself as what you would like to become, you know, act your way, into feeling, let me back up here. Basically try to play the part, if you will. Okay. If I want certain things, or if I want to hold a certain position, I want to accomplish certain things, I'm going to act like I'm already that person in order to manifest it, right? Now, I get that there's one thing to have to exercise a high level of belief. And it's important to see yourself in becoming and see the change that you would like to become. You know, whether it be writing down those goals, visualizing those things, right? There's nothing wrong with all of those things, I don't think. I don't think that's bad in and of itself. But where this gets dicey is you have people who are legit out here faking the funk, acting like they're someone that they're not, right? Trying to purchase things that they have no business purchasing. Won't you know that because of a car program and my network marketing company, this is not saying anything bad about network marketing because I love network marketing. Love network marketing. Still use great products from a network marketing company that help propel my career and set me on a path to being an entrepreneur and working from home and starting a business, right? I love network marketing, but inside part of the culture of a space that I was in at a particular point in time, there was this idea that success looked a particular way. So I ended up purchasing a vehicle that I had no business purchasing, although the car bonus from that particular program did pay the larger percentage of my car. The truth of the matter was, is it was a luxury vehicle. When the maintenance was higher, the gas was higher, right? And that car payment was basically the same amount as what I was paying for my rent at my apartment at that time. That's terrible. That's terrible stewardship of finances, right? I just did a lot of things, and I don't even like cars. That's the crazy thing about it. Like, this idea had convinced me that I had to look a certain way, play a certain way, get people to think that I was more successful than maybe what I was at that stage of my life. All of that had, crept into my framework and my worldview to where I made a decision about purchasing a vehicle that I had no business purchasing. And I don't even like cars, right? That's the crazy thing about it. I don't even like cars. Never have, really. So all that being said, what gets dicey with this whole fake it till you make it concept is I understand what people are saying. You know, have a belief in yourself and act a certain way until it comes to fruition. But you have people ultimately who are making immature, irresponsible decisions prematurely, right? And then they're not able to manage that lifestyle, or they're not able to, they lose credibility because they're not who they say they are, right? Or they're not willing to be authentic and genuine and vulnerable, right? Because they're trying to look a certain way, play a certain part. So that's one big one that I wanted to share. The second one is this: if it doesn't make me happy, make me better, or make me money, I don't have time for it. Now think about that. If it doesn't make me happy, if it doesn't make me better, or it doesn't make me money, I'm not making time for it. Then what does that say about people, about what you will eventually begin to believe about people who you're not profiting off of in some way, not just monetarily, but if it's not bringing something, if it's not making a deposit into your life? Now, granted, I do believe in, surveying your associations, taking a very close look at opportunities and being choosy about what you choose to participate in, what you choose to give your time to. I am a huge advocate for that. Matter of fact, you've probably heard me teach on that some, right? About being selective, about having boundaries, right? About making, setting some, having some directives about what you will do, what you won't do, and being willing to say no to things that are unhealthy, right? That's one thing, right? Another thing is, again, this framework of this statement over time becoming embedded in your mind. And now you are becoming to think, you are beginning to think that if something in your life isn't bringing something like this to it, then it just, you have no time for it. You're better than that. You have no patience for it. You have no empathy for it. You have no compassion for it. Won't you know that there's a lot of people that you're going to end up having to do life with or be around from time to time? There's going to be situations that you have to deal with that aren't going to make you happy, right? There's going to be situations that you have to deal with that on the front end, you don't feel like it's making you better because of how it makes you feel. But maybe the difficulty in it, right? The inconvenience of it, the burden of it ultimately does make you better, right? Or make you money, right? If all you're doing is spending your time on things that make you money, then is that saying that you're unwilling to donate your time to a person or to an idea that you're not going to monetarily profit off of? So again, these statements in and of themselves don't really sound all that bad on the surface, but when they become deeply embedded in your mind and in your heart, and you start walking this stuff out, you start to see, oh, wow, okay, this isn't really as ethical of an idea as I thought it is, or maybe this isn't biblical. Is this really helping me become more Christ-like? Is this really helping me become a better husband, right? If the only thing that I can give my time to is something that makes me happy, makes me better, makes me money. Now, ideally, I would love for all of my time to go to that. But again, what is that saying about what you believe about yourself when you think that your time is that you are only worthy of such things, and anything outside of that, you're above that, right? So again, and that's not to say that people who believe these things are bad people. So don't mistake what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is I think these are bad pieces of advice because of where they can lead people, especially for folks who aren't rooted in something deeper, where their heart is set on something that's healthy and wholesome and sustainable, because then these ideas can take you down a path of just wanting to serve yourself, just wanting to please yourself, just wanting to be happy. Two more, and then we'll close it down. Number three is work until you don't have to introduce yourself. Work until you don't have to introduce yourself. You know, again, I was kind of in a place where I thought to myself, okay, I need to be the hardest worker in the room. I need to accomplish more than what anyone else has accomplished. I need to burn the candle at both ends because I'm going to work my face off, right? Excuse me. And then you hear people talk about, well, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Da-da-da-da-da. You all, for those of you who know me, you know how I feel about all of those ideas, right, related to work. That all of that is toxic. It's unhealthy. Now, there's nothing wrong with working hard. There's nothing wrong with putting your hand to the plow, wanting to be the best you can at what you do. Do it to the best of your ability, right? When it's time to work, work. When it's time to rest, rest. When it's time to play, play. Just try to be present where you're at. I believe in whatever you do, trying to do it excellently, because I think that honors your creator, right? I think that honors God. I think that pleases God. I think he loves you no matter what, right? Regardless of your performance, regardless of your work ethic. But I think it says, man, in service to him and in service to others, I'm going to do the best I can with what I have. But to be worried about who knows your name, that's where you fall in the trap of believing that our identity should be rooted in something that is unhealthy, right? Work until you don't have to introduce yourself. I'm going to be straight up, guys. I don't care about being famous anywhere else but inside my home. Now, the work that I do for a living, some people may not believe me when I say that because I speak in front of groups of people. So some folks may think, well, Jeremy, part of his job is for more people to know him so that he can get more business. Not necessarily, right? I'm getting ready to travel to Bowling Green, Kentucky here tomorrow, actually. To speak to a group of 250 faculty and staff with the Southern Kentucky Career and Technical College. And they have, I think, five or six campuses between Bowling Green, Glasgow, and Franklin, Kentucky, right? southern part of Kentucky. But at the end of the day, my goal when I walk away is for them to know who Jeremy is, or to be a follower of Jeremy. It's to impart information. It's to share an experience with them where they leave and they feel as if they grew from that experience, not because of who I am, but because of the truth and the stories and the content, right, of what we're walking through together, not because of who I am. So that being said, there's always a dynamic of the work that I do where I love to travel. I love to meet new people. I love to go to cool places. I love to speak at a conference, whether it be with 100 people or 10,000 people. But at the end of the day, not because I'm concerned with who knows my name and what my name is, but better yet, I genuinely try to pray that people would see more of Jesus and less of me. when they're in a training session with me. Now, I can't say that that's always the case because I'm not perfect, right? And I don't always get it right. But I do want I do want the work that I do to point to that versus pointing to me, because guess what? If my work points directly to me, and if I'm trying to get people to follow me, I know that I'm an imperfect people and I'm going to do something or say something that's going to let somebody down, right? So all that being said, work until you don't have to introduce yourself, I think, is a very toxic idea. And so the last one in closing is this, is what you think about, you bring about. Now, trust me when I tell you, I wholeheartedly believe that when you put good stuff in your mind, you get good stuff out, right? You put bad stuff in your mind, you get bad stuff out. What I mean by that is this, you know, thoughts, beliefs, habits, actions, right? All of these different things, the way that we're seeing the world, the way that we're treating people, the way that we move toward our goals and step into our purpose, all of that is impacted by what we think about. I totally believe it. So if you're thinking about things that are fearful, that are anxious, right? That's going to play out, right, in your life to some capacity. The problem with this statement is not so much that, it's more so people believing in the manifestation aspect of, if I just think about it long enough, if I just focus on this long enough, if I just read more books on this, if I just visualize it a little bit more, right? If I just do all of this stuff, then I'm magically, deliciously going to get what I want in life. And they end up upset, discouraged, frustrated, all these things that you can think of, these negative emotions, because they feel like their life isn't moving in the direction that they want it to. And they've been doing what they've been told by focusing on certain things, focusing on certain aspects of their lifestyle, or, you know, all of these, you know, multiple affirmations a day. And again, all of those things, none of them are all that bad in and of itself, but it's when you get to the place where you begin to believe that if I just think about this stuff, then this is what I'm going to get out of my life, right? But make no mistake about it, if I focus on all the things about my wife that I get frustrated about because we're both imperfect people and we don't have a perfect marriage, then that's going to impact my marriage, right? But, you know, on the flip side, you know, if someone is longing for a relationship and marriage, just because you think about it doesn't mean that it's just going to pop up for you. There's a really good chance that you're going to have to make a phone call, or you're going to have to shoot someone a message online and ask them out for a date, right? You're going to have to get to know somebody. You're going to have to share more of yourself with another person to walk through a relationship together, right? To learn how to trust them so they can learn how to trust you, so that you can share your vision for your life and talk about what things would look like if you do decide to get married and start a family, what have you. That doesn't just happen by just thinking about it, right? So all of that said, this wasn't a bashing session on the self-help industry, but I think a lot of times people think, in my work, I condone a lot of these ideas. And truth be told, I don't. But once upon a time, this was part of my vocabulary to some degree, right? But as I grew, I began to see some of the fallacy there and began to understand that if this is my framework on being the best version of myself, if this is my framework on being a Jesus follower, if this is my framework on being a great husband, a great father, then I'm ultimately going to underperform and I'm shortchanging myself and the people around me by believing that this is the path of purpose and greatness, right? These ideas don't really move you toward your greatest self, your deepest self. They move you toward you transactionally getting things out of life that you think are ultimately going to be pleasing but won't be satisfying, in my personal opinion. Before we go, though, I do want to make sure that you know that I love my Blenders blue light glasses, which I'm wearing right now. And their mission at blenderseyewear.com, their mission is to deliver the world's coolest and most affordable eyewear. that inspires people to live life in forward motion. If you want to check out a pair of their Blenders Blue Light glasses or any of their dope shades, if you will, then go to blenderseyewear.com, use code TEAMTAYLOR for 16% off, and make sure whenever those come in, you tag me, hit me up so that I can share it on social media. But with that being said, we're going to close down this episode. This has been bad self-help advice, and I appreciate you listening. I love you, my friend. Thank you for your time. I will certainly catch you on the next episode. Remember, don't just go through life, grow through life, and everybody can encourage somebody. We'll see you next time. Hey, thanks again for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode and you received some value, could you do me a favor and share it with a friend? If so, I really, really, really appreciate you helping me get the word out about this podcast. As a reminder, this is your place for a shot of encouragement, and my goal is to simply leave you better than I found you. So, my friend, I certainly hope that was the case for you today.